This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For a good time, call Doug at 888-302-3684. Jennifer Horn, for a good time, call her at the same number. You can call Ken Kessler and Rich McFadden at 888-302-3684, but you're not going to have as good a time. Jennifer and I give you a good time. All right, so it's 7 after.
Nice.
Do we have a hurry for conversation?
We do.
Okay. Yep. All right. Later on in the hour, we're going to spend some more time again sort of creating a regular feature, figuring out how you can strategize to build up your nest egg. That instruction coming up in the next half hour. Right now, back to what there are two things that seem to be two or three things that have captured my attention today. One of them is sort of it's this week-old story about what Mr. Goodell knew and what he didn't know. And apparently, Mr. Rice told the commissioner in June that he had hit his fiance in April. There are other stories floating around suggesting that there's a video the Associated Press sent over to the NFL, and somebody confirmed getting it. Goodell says he never saw it. And so there are people who are on. I think they're after the wrong guy. Not that I think Goodell. I don't know. I'm not an expert. And I'm not going to claim to be when it comes to the NFL. I'd be a hypocrite if I said, okay, this guy is this, that, and the other thing, because I don't really know. What I do know, there are a couple of things that have fascinated me this week. The number of people who have come back around to remembering what Condoleezza Rice said about 10 years ago, that she'd like to be the commissioner of the NFL. And I asked the question at the time whether or not a woman would be better suited, qualified, or otherwise better at running these sports franchises than a man would be. That was question number one. But Condoleezza Rice, that thing has come up in conversation a lot. I've seen it on the web all over the
place. You know what else has been all over the TV the past few days is Robin Givens.
Saying
that she is the voice of beaten women, battered
yeah,
women.
Right, is, from yeah. the Mike Tyson years when she was married to
what
him.
What has she been saying?
You know, she's been talking about the couple times that I've seen her is why women stay.
Yep.
And that seems to be the big conversation.
Why?
And
I don't understand that. Why? We heard from the wives.
Family. I mean, a lot of women that are just damaged that think this is what they deserve, or they think they,
or they grew up
wrong.
With it, and they think it's normal.
They're used
right?
to. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. So, do we believe Goodell, or do we believe Rice? Who do you believe, and is it important at this point in time? Why running Goodell out would make a difference for me standing on the outside looking in? I can't see that it would make any difference. There's just a whole bunch of guys that are all the same as you.
I don't know why he would protect Ray Rice. The NFL is by far the best run major
sports. Okay, so then what do you make of all of this stuff? The tape regime went over there in April. Rice says he told Goodell in June. So what's the
telling him
here?
And him seeing the video, those are two different things. I don't know whether there's plausible deniability going on within the ranks of the NFL where they said, okay, we've got it, we're trashing it, we're laying low with it because we just want it to go away. We think that we've handled it, and we're not going to give it to Mr. Goodell.
All right. Kenny just said yeah. Why did you say yeah, Kenny?
Because the NFL knew about Rice. He admitted what he did, but I don't know exactly what it was that he said he did that led to him getting a two-game suspension.
Not a double
suspension. And listen, all of us were kind of like, okay, he got a two-game suspension. That's not quite enough. He needs a six-game suspension. But then when all of us saw the tape,
right.
we're like, holy mother.
Dirtbag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It brings a whole new reality to the situation. When you see
it does. But I brought up this point with Dougie not too long ago, and it's because Fred Dreyer, who's a football player, said what Ray Rice did was horrible. But if he worked in any other industry, what would happen? Let's say, Rich, you see that.
Well, it's
with one of your employees at Radio America, God forbid.
Right.
It almost becomes their personal business.
I'd get sued
if you
fired them.
Exactly.
Right. I would get sued. Now, the difference here is that the NFL is a highly public business. And that their front that they put up, or their, you know, all of the PR that they do, I mean, they have to protect their image. If they do not protect their image, and the NFL goes a long way to try and get women to watch football games. They do the whole thing with the breast cancer and all the players.
Yeah, right. Bring the women
and
in.
They tell deeper stories so that you can get attached to the players and the players' wives.
Danger zone.
So they go a long way. So I can't imagine that Roger Goodell was trying to put this under the carpet.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's spend a minute before we go to Uri talking about the latest from Oscar Pistorius of the camp. He's found not guilty of firearms charges. And so
I found him guilty of one minor firearms charge. No big deal. But the big thing was that basically their equivalent of involuntary manslaughter.
Right. But he was convicted also in a charge of illegal possession of a handgun or the ammunition for it. Was that guilty or not guilty?
It was not guilty for that. It was what was the charge here? It was something about having a gun in a restaurant that he was found guilty for.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. So the charge that he was found guilty for has no minimum charge.
Right.
So he could walk.
Yeah.
So, and apparently, I think that they do this today. I think they're all at lunch now. When they come back, she will tell everybody what he gets.
All right. So there's that. One other quick note about the Ebola situation in West Africa. I was looking, as I was sitting on the plane last night, at a map of Africa and where all these countries are. Fascinating to look. Just get a map from when you hear people talking about the Ebola death toll, by the way, which is now over 2,400, and where the countries that are a party to this, where the problem is. It is very telling when you look at it as to what goes on elsewhere in Africa and in these countries. This is basically the sleepiest part of Africa. Least people in the world go there. Nobody knows really what's going on. And so the fact that this stuff, and you sense that when you understand the ignorance of the people or the backwardness of the people there and how they're trying to combat this. I thought the good story today on Ebola, the doctor who is the survivor, has donated blood to keep this other doctor. His name is Sakra, Dr. Sakra, who is the missionary. He got what they described as convalescent serum created from plasma donated by Dr. Is Brantley, I think is his name, right? Kent Brantley. So he gave his blood. They did a platelet extraction and put it together in a serum to give to Richard Sakra, which I thought was really quite
interesting,
given the fact that he's just sort of coming out of it. All right, 14 after the hour. Uri Geller joins us next here on Good Day.
Years ago, the family doctor was a fixture in communities across the country. He'd come into your home and personally treat whoever needed help. He was part of the family. And while that practice has faded into memory, there is someone who keeps the tradition of personal health care alive, your local Health Mart pharmacist. While much of health care has become confusing and impersonal, you can drop by your neighborhood Health Mart pharmacy anytime, where your pharmacist will know you by name, not by refill number. That's the spirit of caring you can expect from each independently owned Health Mart pharmacy around the country. So even if a doctor won't be stopping by your house today, you can stop by your local Health Mart pharmacy to get the advice, encouragement, and expert guidance you deserve. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Right now, during Guitar Center's store-wide savings event, every single new guitar, amp, bass, and keyboard is on sale. Save on exclusives from Gibson, Fender, Taylor, Martin, Yamaha, and Korg. Deals like 25% off an American-made Gibson Les Paul, now just $5.99. Take up to 15% off all studio monitors, keyboards, cajones, cymbals, and drumsticks. And with our unbeatable price guarantee, if you find a better deal even online, we'll beat it by 10% of the difference. Don't miss Guitar Center's store-wide savings event, now through Sunday. right now during Guitar Center.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they break into a dance and head to Staples. Here's a mom and daughter. Why are you guys dancing?
I just got glue for 39 cents. So cool. Eraser for 25 cents. Way. A mechanical pencil for $1. I got a muffa that ish. My friends will be so jelly. Hashtag really cool.
Let me translate. She got glue for 39 cents, erasers for 25 cents, and mechanical pencils for $1. She must tell her friends on social media.
OMG. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Offers valid while supplies last. Limited supplies. See store staples.com for details.
Medalist Uri Geller joins me now here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I would like to focus with you on negative thinking and how to bring people out of it. As someone who is invited to speak before groups all around the world, one of the things that you focus on is positive thinking and getting people to look at things in the most positive way. It is very hard. Most of us learn the hard way about negative thinking. Most of us don't need enemies because we beat ourselves up all the time. So what's important for people to remember when it comes to the daily knockdown of most of us by ourselves, Uri?
Well, first of all, Doug, if you ask any doctor about their patients, a doctor will tell you that the patients, sick people who are positive thinkers, heal faster than patients who are in a negative frame of mind.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a valid, scientific, medical, established fact. If you think positive, you're doing something good to your body.
All right, so then tell people who are listening, help people if you will, please. Will you teach them in a minute or so, or at least give them insight into how, never mind to be looking out for negative thoughts, but how to purge them from our minds? Because we all have these negative influence, these negative images. How do we get them out of our mind?
Well, the first thing I do is the minute I open my eyes while I'm still in bed, I tell myself, Uri Geller, today you're going to be in an attitude of gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to fill my mind, my brain, my heart with good thoughts and gratifying thoughts. I want to be grateful for what I have.
Mm-hmm.
That already pushes aside negative thoughts because it broadens your horizon of how many bad things and worse things are going on in the world, so you are lucky to be in a positive situation.
You know, I remember, I'm not to interrupt you, but you know Norman Cousins, I think you probably met him. He had a diagnosis of terminal cancer, and immediately upon leaving the hospital, he went out and bought a bunch of Marx Brothers movies. And he said if he was going to die, he wanted to go out laughing. He lived for a long time, and he said that his whole attitude changed just by being around laughter, as much as having attitude of gratitude, but it's laughter too that helps, apparently.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I have to go back to the medical world. There are tens of thousands of people who claim that they have been cured from cancer, obviously
yep.
parallel with medical help, by watching funny movies.
Yeah.
Laughter is a medicine. It helps you. But if any negative thought penetrates your mind, then imagine a box. Imagine yourself putting that negative thought into the box. Imagine yourself locking the box and then shooting it into outer space. And you feel it getting smaller and smaller and smaller until it's gone. That's how I get rid of any negative thought that comes into my mind. I shoot it away. That's a great method of starting to think positive.
I think you have just helped people a great deal. There's a great lesson in that. Imagine, use your imagination and think about that thought. Put it in your mind and shoot it out into outer space. Get it out of your mind and into your mind comes a positive thought, a positive reality. Uri Geller, check out his website, URIGELLER, urigeller.com.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes units. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Stuck on you, got this feeling down deep in my soul that I just can't do.
Top five songs for this week, it's in 1984. Big year for a lot of people who are listening to this program. Lionel Richie starts us out with a song that was at number one and still in the top five at number five this week in 1984, Stuck on You. Crank it up there, Richie, for a moment.
It is.
There it is. Nothing. I mean, everybody knows what the song is all about. So,
it's nice if you're getting your teeth drilled, but other than that.
Yeah. Oh, it's a nice song.
It doesn't get my morning started.
All right, this will get your morning started. Number four, Prince.
That's more like it.
There you go.
Greatest album of all time.
My name is like Prince. I like Prince. Baby, I care to see him. I like the music. He's a little guy, anyway.
Oh, yeah, I saw him in a hotel in New York.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's like, he's lucky if he's 5'1".
In his chap?
He was wearing leather pants, yes.
All right, let's go crazy. It was number four. This week, 1984 is the year. Reviewing the top five pop songs from this week in 84. Number three. Let's get this. Jennifer loves this. I actually quite like it too. I like pretty much everything Cyndi Lauper ever did. Shebop, crank it up, Richie. So is this song actually about Jennifer?
What do you think it's about, Dougie?
Oh, is that what it's about?
Uh-huh.
Hi.
Moving along.
Going to number two for this week, 1984, John Waite. Good pop song. At least not Michael McDonald. Is he?
No. He's more of a rocker than Michael McDonald.
Yeah. Wow. not unpleasant to listen to, like Michael McDonald is. Crank it up. Missing You, number two. John, week. May I see you? Gonna like number one. I'm sending you this signal tonight. You don't know how desperate I've become. And it looks like I'm losing this fight. In your world, I have no meaning. So I'm trying to. Got a nice little string of hits. I mean, this song, number two. Everybody's going to like number one. This week, 1984, number one song belonged to Tina Turner. Love is secondhand emotion. Turner.
Speaking of domestic abuse.
Yeah, exactly, man. There's a real definition of dirtbag. Just needs to be a picture of Ike Turner as a dictionary. By the way, Rich, you haven't heard the correct pronunciation. The earlier part of the week, for those of you who weren't around, I was pronouncing correctly some words that Rishi took exception to, so he would go to the...
Incorrectly.
Oh, you mean like respiratory? Yeah. When respiratory, it should be respiratory?
No, respiratory is the correct way.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
We even went to the audio
Merriam-Webster
dictionary.
Merriam-Webster said no.
So what? But they know more than I do?
Yes.
Who said
they
so?
Wrote a dictionary.
They didn't write it. They just gathered information and put it all together. They culled it from various sources. All right, so anyway, top five songs. Lionel Richie, Prince, Cyndi Lauper, John Wayne, Tina Turner. 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. When someone dies, if you're the executor, notify the Social Security Administration. It will freeze the person's Social Security number
so that it cannot be used for fraudulent purposes.
Sally Hermy, author of the book, The ABA AARP Checklist for Family Survivors.
You're going to have to return the last Social Security check that the beneficiary received. Even if the person, let's say, died on July 31, you need to return the July Social Security payment because they were not alive throughout that entire month.
Most people don't get paper checks anymore, so ask the bank where the money was directly deposited to return it. Checklist for Family Survivors is full of helpful tips. There's a link to the book on our website. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Sam Tucker woke to find crop circles in his cornfield that spelled out the word Geico. Was this a message sent by aliens? Sam went to Geico.com and saved hundreds of dollars with great discounts. He woke the next day to find new crop patterns had formed. They spelled out, "You the man." It seems the aliens were pleased indeed.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they break into a dance and head to Staples. Here's a mom and daughter. Why are you guys dancing?
I just got glue for 39 cents. So cool. Erasers for 25 cents. Way. A mechanical pencil for a buck. I got a muppa about it. My friends will be so jelly. Hashtag really cool.
Let me translate. She got glue for 39 cents, erasers for 25 cents, and mechanical pencils for $1. She must tell her friends on social media.
OMG. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Offers available while supplies last. Limits apply. See store.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCA.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Summertime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Attention all listeners, are you ready for a free stock market webinar with PhilsGang.com? Join us September 13th at 12 noon Eastern for this live PhilsGang.com free webinar, valued at $75. You'll learn how to protect your principal in this Federal Reserve-controlled low-interest rate market by identifying moves before they happen. To register, simply go to LearnStocksForFree.com. LearnStocksForFree.com. Or call 877-642-64, promo code GCN. 877-642-64, promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us the sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Damen und Herren, from what was once an inarticulate mass of lifeless tissues, may I now present a cultured, sophisticated man about town.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. He's not talking about me, he's talking about Ken Kessler.
Laugh while you can, monkey boy.
Man about town. Joining us in a few minutes, Lorette Ellsworth, helping you to get better returns on your retirement. What's your approach to retirement dollars? A little advice, because that's what the Good Day program is about, in part. We have the latest on Michael Brown. Yes, Michael Brown is still dead. There's a new video, however, in the shooting case of Mr. Brown that could be a game changer in the way a grand jury handles this case. A lot of legal experts weighing in on this. First of all, I guess it shows witnesses who are white, witnesses who do not live in Ferguson. Most of the grand jury is white and may better be able to relate to them for whatever. Second, the video shows their reaction shortly after the shooting. And third, their observations echo other witness descriptions. Even though the new video doesn't show the shooting, it's part of a vast amount of evidence. The witnesses are watching. I'm sorry, not the witnesses. The people that are on the jury. But info from witnesses. It could take a lot of time for the grand jury. What they do, grand juries are impounded to decide what to charge an offender with. So they're figuring out what to charge the police officer, whether or not the Ferguson Police Department is criminally involved in this thing. And they've gotten lots of scrutiny as well. They deserve. Most of the comments have been negative, and in my mind, they deserve that, too. I don't know from nothing about Michael Brown, but when you look back, I mean, other than what we've seen in the past few weeks, but when you look back and see the history of this police department and you realize the kinds of things they've been able to get away with, it's disgusting, frankly. In this day and age, just plain disgusting. There are a lot of disgusting things around. Some people say that it's disgusting that many of these Ravens fans, Richie, are still loyal to Rice. They wish he was still playing. They're critical of the
NFL.
There
were people in the stands last night with Ray Rice jerseys on.
Yeah, can you imagine? How much are those worth, by the way, now?
Zero.
Really?
That's worth a pizza. You take them into the local pizzeria there, and they'll give you a free pizza for it.
Right.
They had some people that showed up and used duct tape to change the number to another player on the team, and they covered the name Rice on their jerseys.
You know, many, it was interesting to see, but a lot of female fans, this is actually trending on USA Today this morning, a lot of female fans were defending Ray Rice, saying that the first time, a couple of people were even talking about their own incidents with domestic violence, and even if they were victims of it themselves, they thought that he should still be on the team. So, interesting.
Okay. All right, so here's something. This will just get you to talk to yourself. This is one of those things that when you hear it or you see it and you think, wait a minute, did I hear that right? And then you start, Stephen Bauer, one of the stars of the sort of cult classic Ray Donovan, he's 57 years old. Okay, in and of itself, not news. His girlfriend, however, is 18, and at that point, when he steps out around town with her, it becomes the subject of conversation.
Right. What did they have in common? What do they talk about?
Oh, and what do you conclude from you asking?
I'm guessing they probably don't do a lot of talking.
Really? But other than that, I mean, the she-bop thing, how long? I don't know. I get frustrated, and I've been...
This isn't the first time, though. I mean, there's that other old couple that was on Couples Therapy. I can't think of the name. Courtney Stodden and Doug, whatever, that actor that was dating that young girl. I mean, this kind of stuff happens more than you think. It's
It is kind of. Yeah. All right. Anyway, I saw it and I thought, okay, it's weird.
Now, let me ask you this.
Yes.
You like to do these questions. What if it was a 57-year-old woman and an 18-year-old boy?
Still disgusting.
What do you mean still disgusting? I think it would be worse. People would give them, they'd go nuts.
Yeah. Well, maybe they would. But you asked me what I would think. The rest of the world may have a different thought on it, but most people, some women would say, hey, that's cool. Wow. I mean, look at Cher. She hung around. She was in her 50s, had guys that were in their early 20s. Madonna, the same thing. Mm-hmm. Eva, who's the other, whatchamacallit? The singer that's on American Idol.
Jennifer Lopez.
Jennifer Lopez.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, she's got a movie coming out next year where she plays a teacher who has an affair with one of her students.
Ding, da, ding, da, ding, da, ding, da, ding, ding.
It looks pretty hot.
All right, so here's the story that will, for the most part, have the hair on your head or on your arms or your back standing up at attention. And the attention is caused not because we might stand at attention. Soldiers in uniform get lots of attention. This is not particularly positive. Richie has the story of a soldier who got kicked out of a school because he was in uniform.
Rochester, Michigan, Lieutenant Colonel Sherwood Baker, who's the father of a new high school student, says he was trying to help his daughter find her way through the high school and wanted to go see the counselor with her to talk about her schedule. Yeah. He served 24 years in the Army and went to Rochester Adams High School. And as he went to walk in, security let him know that he could not come in with his uniform on, had to go home and change his clothes because he might offend somebody.
Who's going to be offended? By that?
Exactly.
Who's going to be offended by that?
So the guard stopped him and said, sorry, you're not allowed in the school and that you have to go home and change. So really what this is a case of is a stupid security guard at a school. Because once the school administrator, the superintendent of Rochester Schools got a hold of it, who is a veteran himself, so they said he quickly took care of it, apologizing for the situation and the family trouble. So they sent a letter to the news station Association who got a hold of the story, the family did, the Shainers,
yeah,
and said the district has apologized for any perception of individuals in uniform not welcome in the school, and the district does not have a policy excluding individuals in uniform, mm-hmm, and will be working with the administration. But so how does this guy, mm-hmm, who is working the front door as security for your kids, mm-hmm, get this in his head that people in uniform are not allowed
because
in?
Because they're paid $8 an hour. They're Flatfoots, cop wannabes, and Maronis. That's
right.
Basically what you're dealing with.
Right.
All right, who's
so that's big on social media this week. Another right. thing that's big on social media, Doug?
Yeah.
Is a tip that I saw for home security. This is probably one of the coolest and easiest things that you can do to secure your house from an intruder. Mm. Keep your car keys on your nightstand next to your bed.
Why?
If you happen to hear somebody that you think is breaking into your house, hit the panic button on your key fob that sets off your alarm and the lights on your car. Be the car in your driveway, the front of your house, or in your garage. Everybody, all of your neighbors will go looking out their windows, and whoever's trying to do anything to your house will be on their way. So I sent this to a lot of my friends who I know are, live alone or whatever.
Yep.
And it's a great idea.
Yep.
Keep your key fob on your nightstand.
Yeah.
If you get scared, hear something, you think there's an intruder, somebody trying to break in, hit the little red button.
Good. That's very good. All right, a couple of quick things about the continuing resolution, if you will. 40 countries supposedly signed on to go after ISIS. However, it appears that there are conditions to the various, to the yeses here, the yeas. Turkey, for example, has refused permission to any of the countries that want to send in combat missions against ISIS. Turkey refuses to let them fly over their airspace. Now, what's that all about? You don't think the people in Turkey that are running that would be worried about ISIS? Are they just afraid of them? That would be number one. Number two, Germany. The Prime Minister, Mrs. Merkel, says they're not going to send planes or troops. They'll support.
Right.
Say, yeah, this is a good idea, but they're not going to put any heft behind the wheel, if you will, which I find also rather interesting.
Well, they're in economic trouble, aren't they?
Who, the Germans?
Germans.
Not anymore than anybody else is.
No.
Yeah, the recovery ain't happening. All right, let's see if we can help you to recover or to better prepare yourself for the future if you are into retirement planning or you're thinking about it. And this ought to be Jennifer. Ought to be into it. Richie ought to be into it. Kenny ought to be into it. We have Lorette Ellsworth with some more strategies down that road. Just a moment here on Good Day.
Big news. Sprint's offering the hottest deal in wireless. Switch your whole family up to 10 lines to Sprint and get unlimited talk, text, and 20 gigabytes of high-speed data to share for only $100 a month for your whole account. It's double the high-speed data of the other guys for a family of four. Verizon and AT&T charge $160 and T-Mobile charges $100. And they just give you 10 gigabytes. But with Sprint, you get 20 gigabytes. That's two times the data. To make it easier, we'll even buy out your family's contract up to $350 per line. The Sprint Family Share Pack. Only $100 a month. For the whole family, up to 10 lines, including unlimited talk and text on America's newest network. Simply put, it's the hottest deal in wireless. So come into a Sprint store today.
It's 9/30/14. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Subject to credit. New line port in includes taxes, surcharges, roaming, international premium content. Price promo through 2015. After 2015, also pay $15 a month per line access charge. $350 via Visa prepaid card and requires online registration. Comparison is 10 gigabyte high speed 3 and 4G plans for 4 lines. Other data options available. Prohibited network use rules, prioritization, and throughput reduction applies. Comparison includes additional 2 gigabyte Sprint and 1 gigabyte Verizon data promos. Restrictions apply.
Your local Health Mart pharmacy would like to salute caregivers everywhere. They're the selfless among us, juggling work and care, with little time for themselves. The ones who are aiding an aging parent, or nurturing a sick child, or supporting a loved one who perhaps doesn't remember them anymore. Fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your Health Mart pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with advice, encouragement, and expert guidance in good times and bad. That's because Health Marts are independently owned by pharmacists who are part of the community and take the time to know you and your family's changing needs. At Health Mart, we care for caregivers, and we'd love to know each and every one of you by name. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Joining us now is Lorette Ellsworth, who is the founder of Heroes Strategies. Heroes Strategies, retirement planner, author of the award-winning book, The Raft Strategy, explaining how to build your tax-free nest egg without risking. Retirement approach free of tax is The Raft Strategy. And you can get a copy of the book every time Lorette is with us. She's offering you the opportunity to build your tax-free nest egg by reading the book. Won't cost you anything. Reserve it now by dialing 866-620-HERO. That's 866-620-4376. And as I say all the time, no matter what the offer, if somebody is giving you the opportunity to get something free that's of value like this, then why wouldn't you take advantage of it? It may not help you, but it might help somebody you know, somebody in your family, somebody that you care about. So even though you can go to the bookstores and buy this book, you can go to Amazon and buy this book. Free is free, and free is better. Yes? All right, so listeners of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, go to 866-620-HERO or 866-620-4376, same number, to reserve your copy of Lorette's book, The Raft Strategy, How to Build Your Tax-Free Nest Egg. Now, in terms of the challenges that people have planning for retirement, there are three things that you outline with regularity in this book. I mean, it's sort of like the theme. You go back to it, and you go back to it, and you go back to it. Lorette, you want to hit them? One, two, three?
Well, it is kind of interesting because on the cover of our book, there's a picture of a raft that has a little nest egg in it, and it's, you know, in some turbulent water. And so the way I look at it is there's the rising tides of taxation. I mean, taxes right now, if you think about it, are on sale. Over the past 100 years since the tax code began in 1913, the average highest tax bracket was 61%. I mean, in its worst, it was 94. Can you believe that, Doug?
Yeah.
And that was over. That was in the
Reagan. When Reagan came in, wasn't it like crazy? And then, I mean, can you imagine anybody? All of this conversation. I mean, this is an aside, sort of, about how the rich need to pay more and corporations need to pay more, and we are by far the highest taxing nation. When you look at the average scale, so something to protect yourself against, and that's one of the things you're working toward.
Well, absolutely. You mentioned Reagan. He'd only do two movies a year back in those days, because if he did three, then he basically would be working for free after that. So taxes are really a huge issue, and they can cut into your retirement plan big time. The second thing is the impending flood of inflation. So the average inflation typically causes our cost of living to double every 15 years. So if you're living off of $100,000 now, maybe 15 years from now, you're going to need $200,000 to maintain that lifestyle. So we want to guard against that. We want to have an investment that is going to keep pace with inflation. And then also the turbulence and the instability of the stock market. I mean, so many of us with 401ks, IRAs have seen our balances go up and down and all over the place. Well, the RAF strategy guards against losses, and we only lock in gains every single year. So we have the answer there. In fact, the average rate of return over the past 25 years with the RAF strategy has been 8%. And that's not good, Doug. That's a great rate of return.
Yeah, it is. When you consider, I think I mentioned this the other day, I was sort of chuckling at my bank when I went in to do some business this week. They had a special 125th anniversary of the bank, so they're paying a whopping 1.25% on a CD for 7 months. Like, hello. I can remember when it was, when there was an 8 or 9 or 10% return. That was when Jimmy Carter was president, and the interest rate was about 19%. So
on your home, right?
Yeah. When you borrow money, it was craziness.
Yeah. So right now, of course, we're experiencing lower interest rates on homes and such. But the way that the economy has balanced is that you can get higher rates of return, and you can also get protection if you're engaging in the RAF strategy or our personal pension plans. I mean, if you have invested in a 401k, IRA, what do you do then? Because that's qualified money. We can help you with your qualified money, and the RAF strategy is funded with money that's outside of that. It's money that's already been taxed, but it grows tax-free. The distributions are tax-free. transfer to any beneficiaries is tax-free as well.
Well, one of the things, when you look at the news every week, people are influenced by, for example, Apple this week. Apple's value is up and down like a yo-yo, but it ended the week being higher and better than it was the beginning of the week. But who's going to sit around and watch that stuff? You almost have to be a day trader. Most of the people that I've ever talked to had any credibility at all would say, put your money into, if you can't afford to be watching these things every day, then have somebody who knows what they're doing watch it for you, or just put the stuff in something that will guarantee some kind of a rate return. And that's why this 8% tax-free is great. Get a copy of Laurette's book, again, The Wrap Strategy, How to Build Your Tax-Free Nest Egg Without Risk, 866-620-HERO, free, the free book, 866-620-4376. Our thanks to Laurette Ellsworth, founder of Hero Strategies, here on Good Day.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We happened to see a MiG-28 do a 4G negative dive.
Where did you see this?
That's classified.
It's what?
It's classified. I could tell you, but then I'd have to kill you. Actually, we've only done this twice.
Oh, how'd you do?
Crashed and burned on the first one. It wasn't pretty.
And second?
I don't know. I'll tell you tomorrow, but it's looking good so far.
Because he looks at the lady who turned out to be a lesbian, didn't she, after a while? Kelly McGillis?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
But you got it.
She was good in this. Take My Breath Away, song, good pop song by Berlin. Number one, the movie and the song this week, 1986. The movie.
I feel pain.
Top Gun.
Who was the other person in that? Chuck, who was the other person? Oh, actually, Doug. Who was the other person that just said that line besides Tom Cruise?
Kevin, no, it was either Kevin Bacon or Vin, not Vin. Begins with a V.
Wrong.
No.
Really?
They were
Anthony
both in the
Edwards,
movie.
Anthony Edwards, right?
Anthony Edwards.
Yeah. Okay. ER.
When he had hair.
And hair. Thank you, Richie. Vin Diesel, not Vin Diesel. Where the hell did that come from?
No, you're thinking of Val Kilmer.
Val Kilmer, yeah.
Val Kilmer is also in the film.
Yeah, right. There's a character in half. All right, so a lot of people got their start, a lot of young faces in Top Gun, 1986. And you told us, I think this week or last week, that there's a remake of this in the works with Tom Cruise, right?
That's right. Well, they've been trying to put it together for the last few years, but they've hired another screenwriter to come up with a storyline. Evidently, Tom Cruise and producer Jerry Bruckheimer aggressively want to do it. So it'll probably get done sometime in the next
So they years. Bring Kelly McGillis back. Let's say they two of them got married and they had a kid, and the kid's flying a plane now. Is that...
And Tom Cruise takes the...
You know, I got to be honest. The odds of Kelly McGillis coming back to the project would be about a million to one.
Really?
But Tom Cruise could take the Tom Skerritt role. Tom Skerritt?
He'll take that character and do something totally different with him. Hey, listen, Top Gun was a big hit, but it was a product of the 80s, so they're going to have to reinvent the material for this generation.
All right.
Just my opinion.
Okay, Chucker has a list. We like your opinion. That's why you're here. Chuck's blog, Entertainment Today and Beyond, every single day you can check out what's new in video, DVDs. He knows what's at the movies. Matter of fact, he's going to tell us what this weekend to look forward to. New movies coming out this weekend up next here on Good Day.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote Geico's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my Geico app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this Geico spokespig does have time to do other things. For instance, I do love
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a tap away on the Geico app.
Everything you love about fall in one mug.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Oktoberfest is here.
Really good.
Sweet, malty, and delicious.
Oh, wow, that is good, really tasty.
If I were to think of a taste of, like, Halloween, it'd be Oktoberfest.
Smooth caramel roasted malt.
In the fall, when I see it, I grab it.
The Oktoberfest is what I look forward to every year. This is just perfection in a glass.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Enjoy it while it's here.
Must be responsible.
All right, so let's get some feedback from Chucker as to what we can look forward to box office speculation this weekend on what's going to do well, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, Chucker.
Well, it's still September, Doug, so I wouldn't expect anything to do overly well, but three new films open nationwide. One is a sequel to Dolphin Tale, which is geared to family audiences.
Morgan
Harry
Freeman?
Morgan Freeman,
yeah.
Once again, star. I like the original Dolphin Tale. I thought it was a terrific family movie, and I'm going to take my daughter to go see
nice.
This
one. Right after you see the zombie flick.
Yeah, I was going
to
say,
she'll have to take a break from zombie flicks for a couple hours,
right.
But I think I can pry her away.
Good job,
also, opening
Father of the Year.
Crime drama The Drop, which is the late actor James Gandolfini's last film. It co-stars actor Tom Hardy, and there's a horror suspense thriller called No Good Deed with actor Idris Elba. He was in Pacific Rim. He's a really good screen presence. That's expected to actually be number one, followed by A Dolphin Tale 2. Speaking of Morgan Freeman, MGM announced that they have cast him in a key role in their remake of Ben-Hur, which I guess will start filming sometime in the next year. Expect a major actor to be cast in the lead role sometime shortly. And there's rumors around the internet that Sylvester Stallone is once again gearing up to play Rambo in a fifth Rambo film, which would be titled Rambo 5 Lost Blood.
I'd rather play Ben-Hur otherwise.
That's not confirmed, but that's what the buzz is.
I'd rather play Ben-Hur. I would just punch those guys in the face.
I think Sylvester Stallone and Arnold play
Ben-Hur. Huh?
Ben-Hur.
Yeah.
Why don't they put the two of them and J.J. Abrams can produce it? How's that, Chucker,
exactly.
For a combo? You think? Yes?
Yeah, it'd be a good one. There's only one Ben-Hur, and that was Charlton Heston.
Yeah.
Well, I can play great Ben-Hur. I'll punch you through. Chucker.
Where's Pierre when we need him? All right. Everybody's stupid. Doesn't mean it was good.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.